This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Oh, behold, Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and dine with them. Have you opened the door to Jesus today? I remember my friend, Mary Gillen, who now with God, every day she would go to the door and open it and say, Jesus, come into my life and into my house. We're going to have breakfast together.
That's faith.
That's faith. Mary Gillen had a heart condition. Oh, she was old, but she was filled with faith. Filled with faith. I caught some of the faith that was on her. You see, faith is caught, not taught. Oh, you got to go where it is, because it's caught, not taught. You got to catch it from somebody who's got it. You see, on the day of Pentecost, Peter had it. The 120 had it. And the 3,000 people caught it because someone had it. Do you have it today? Oh, do you have it? The fire of God. But I'm not a priest. Listen, I wasn't a priest when I got the fire of God. I was someone that was in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm still someone in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, I've got zilch. I've got nothing. I got absolutely nothing. And you are the same. Without Jesus, you've got nothing. But you do not need to be without the Lord Jesus Christ, because he says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's you. Do you go to the Lord Jesus? Do you say, here I am, Lord. I surrender. Nothing happens in your life until you reach that place of dying to self and surrendering. I tell you, I had nothing better to do. I was out of a job. I left my teaching job. My family thought I was absolutely nuts. I left someone at this school. They said he was the best teacher that we ever had. I left it because I believed God was calling me elsewhere. Where did he call me? No place for a whole year.
Called you into the wilderness.
People thought I was nuts. People thought I was nuts. He gave it all up. For a dream that's not going to come true.
Called Father in the wilderness like Moses to prepare him for the mission he had for him.
This is reality. No one accepted me. They would say, he's crazy. He's gone fanatic. You know what a fanatic is? Someone who loves Jesus more than me. That's what a fanatic is. My Uncle Sam said to me, Tom, don't be a fanatic.
The cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those being saved, it's a power of God.
I said to him, I want Jesus to have everything. My family thought I was nuts. They thought I was crazy. You know why? Because they didn't know the Lord at that time. Oh, but thanks be to God. One at a time, as I was ordained, I got the privilege of leading my mother, my father, my aunt, my cousins to the Lord Jesus Christ. I had that privilege. Oh, these are the same people that thought I was nuts. But they reached a crisis in their own life. And when you reach a crisis in your life, you've got to turn to someone. And I turned to Christ Jesus, and they turned to Christ Jesus, and their lives were changed by the presence of God.
Yeah, that's why you don't need to worry about trying to convert your family and your friends. You just need to worry about burning with the fire of Christ. And if you burn with the fire of God, everyone's coming into the kingdom. If you take care of the things Jesus needs you to take care of, he'll take care of everything else for you. You know, you got to make people jealous and let them want what you have. That's what St. Paul said. I provoked the juice of jealousy. You got to make people jealous. It's the only way to evangelize. If you burn with the fire of God, everyone who's in your vicinity, they're coming to the Lord eventually because they're going to see truth in you. They're going to see fire in you. They're going to see conviction in you. They're going to see purpose in you. They're going to see destiny in you. They're going to see boldness in you. They're going to see love in you. They're going to see a man or a woman fully alive. And they can't help but to desire what you have, because that is what every person was created to live in, to walk in. I keep saying it. I set myself on fire so everyone else can watch me burn. That's all you need to do. Get on fire for the Lord Jesus. Don't worry about converting everyone around you, because they're all going to come when they see you walk in the freedom, the power, the destiny, the love of Jesus Christ, because they're going to want what God has given to you.
And you know what? That's what you were created to do and to be. To be on fire with the Lord Jesus Christ and to bring people to the Lord himself, because we don't remember in our hearts the truth of the matter. It's either heaven or hell. Yeah. That's real. I believe in purgatory, but I'm telling you, ultimately, it's either heaven or hell. And I want to save people from hell by the grasp of love of Jesus Christ on the cross, the grasp of love as he was nailed to the cross out of love for you. I want to save people from hell, that their lives will be changed by the power of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. That's what I was born to do, to change people's lives through the proclamation of the gospel. Why do you think we're on the air every day, Monday through Friday? Because we want to make a name for ourselves? Believe me, I don't want to make a name for myself. I'm boring in and of myself. I want to make a name for the Lord Jesus Christ. I want people to want what we have, and even to want more, because only God knows how weak we are. Oh, yes, to want more than what we have. What are you desiring today? Are you in a pickle? Like everything's going wrong. Everything is going wrong. You proclaim being plus, and you only experience being minus. What are you going to do today? I'll tell you the answer. Give yourself to Jesus. Tell him, I'm here for you. I surrender my life to you. Because if you don't do something, nothing's going to happen in my life. I surrender my life to you. I can tell you, nothing happens without a surrender. Yeah. Nothing happens without a surrender.
Without a surrender, and then without a sacrifice. When Jesus wants to give to you, he first asks for a sacrifice from you to see if you are ready to receive the blessing. The higher we go in the Spirit, the more we're called to consecrate our lives to the Lord Jesus. And that means sometimes we got to give up things that we like to do, not even sinful things, but a greater realm of consecration. It's a death to self to say, God, it doesn't matter what I want. It's what you want. Since I came to the Lord, what I want does not matter. It's about what the Lord Jesus wants for me, because Jesus always wants the best for me. See, I think I want the best for myself, but Jesus wants the best for me. When Jesus calls me to do something hard, it's because he wants the best for me. I may not want to do that because I want to be comfortable. I want to be in control. I want to feel good. And I could think that's the best. No, Jesus says, no, I want the best for you. Do something hard for me today, because that is going to propel you into the destiny I've set forth for you before the foundation of the world. We got to die to ourselves so we can live for Christ. But Jesus loves you so much, and everything he inspires you to do is out of the goodness of his heart, so that you could be set free from the flesh and you could live in the power of the Holy Spirit. changing the world for the Lord Jesus Christ. When God created you, you were created to be a world changer for the Lord Jesus Christ. You were created to be a miracle worker. Everywhere Jesus went, he was the solution. Every area of your life where you have a problem, Jesus is the solution. Everywhere you go in this world, you become the solution. Because Christ lives and Christ dwells within you. But you got to open the tap to heaven where there's an unlimited flow. There's an unlimited supply. There's unlimited wisdom. There's unlimited power. There's unlimited provision. There's unlimited. We do not serve a God of limitation. The Lord told me, Anthony, the only limitation that I have ever put on you is the limitation that I have put on myself. Because there's no limits in the kingdom of God. The Bible says we are co-creators and co-heirs with the divinity. God put us on this earth to be creators, that we are creating with Jesus Christ the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. But will I walk into my destiny? Will you walk into your destiny? Will you allow Jesus and the Father to form you and shape you? That he is the potter, we are the clay. Lord, mold me and shape me to be what you created to be. Because it is no longer I who live, but Christ Jesus who lives in me and through me. That in the spiritual realm, we spoke about this yesterday, as the Lord takes us and he ascends us higher and higher, it takes more and more sacrifice and more and greater realm of consecration to the Lord Jesus Christ. So it is a death to self to say it no longer matters what I want, but it's all about what the Lord desires for me.
And the Lord is very creative. Oh, he is creative. He could take timid Tom and make him an evangelist. Oh, yeah, timid Tom. That's what they called me in grade school. Tommy is timid. He doesn't say much. I know he understands what I'm teaching, but he's quiet. He's timid. Timid Tommy. Well, when I came to the Lord did not say timid Tommy. The Lord said something else. You will be my voice to people as you proclaim Jesus Christ. You will be my voice to people. Oh, but me, timid Tommy, knew nothing about being a voice of God. But you want to know what? Yeah. That's what I became. Yeah. And let me tell you one thing we used to do. Every Wednesday was our great prayer meeting at the Seneca Retreat House. And as you crossed Lake Street, you came into St. John's Seminary. You know what we used to do way before I went to the seminary? We would go to the building of the seminary and put our hands on it and pray in the Holy Spirit for the people and young men that were there. Yeah. Little did I know what part of the building we were praying on. It was the laundry. And I tell you, the wash machines were there and the dryers were there. But that was the place that we prayed that God would bless this seminary with the power of the Holy Spirit, that the young men who were going to become priests would be given over to the love of God.
Timid Tommy, in the greatest area of warfare is an indication of the greatest area of destiny that God has upon your life. You know, if God could do it with Father, and if he could do it with me, he can do it with you. He can do it with anyone if he could do it with me. You know, the greatest area of warfare is the greatest indication of the destiny that God has on your life. Before me and Father Tom were speaking to you on the radio, when we were both kids, we both had to go to speech class.
That's right.
What did you have
Good
to tell?
Good morning, Miss Bowler. My name is Thomas DiLorenzo. I live at 222 Paris Street, East Boston, Massachusetts, 02128. And I come to speech class because I lisp and have defective phonation.
We rebuke it in Jesus' name. You see? But it's so good. God is so good. In our weakness, he is strong. He uses the weak things of the world to confound the strong. But whatever area, there's a greater realm of warfare. That's the area the devil's attacking, because that's the area that he knows that God wants to use you in the greatest capacity. You know, he wanted to shut Father Tom up, give him timidity. Now Father's preaching the gospel all over the world. For me, it was self-control. There are drugs and parties and everything. But the same person who couldn't go 2 hours without using marijuana went 40 days without food. It's just wild how God works. You know, whatever area is under the greatest attack in your life and you're the weakest, that is the area that in your weakness, God wants to make you the strongest, because you got to surrender that area completely to the Christ. And he has destiny on your life. He has so much destiny. Jesus has so many plans for you. Jesus loves you so much, but Jesus needs you to surrender. So we're not living from the flesh. So we break the flesh. So we can live from the Spirit. So that we can be people who are prophetic. You know, that we allow the Lord to speak through us. Me and Father never talk about what we're going to speak about on the radio. Maybe the Lord will give me or Father 2 words, talk about destiny or consecration. But we just turn it on and we just say, Lord Jesus, we are empty vessels. Come speak through us. Because Holy Spirit, if you don't show up, we got nothing.
That's right.
We got nothing.
That's right.
But with you, we have all things. We just want to be your mouthpiece, Lord. But to receive everything, you got to become nothing for the Lord Jesus.
Greater is he that is in you. That's the Lord Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit. Than he that is in the world. That's the Satan, our adversary. Greater is he that is in you, the Lord Jesus Christ, than the one that's in the world. That's the enemy of our souls. I tell you, it's time to step on the devil. As the Blessed Mother's statue, she's stepping on the serpent, the head of the serpent. Step on him in the name of Jesus. He has no power over you. He has no power over your pocketbook. He has no power over your children. No power unless you give it to him. Unless you give it to him. Give him nothing. Give him nothing. Turn your life over to Christ Jesus and give the devil zilch. God has plans for you. One person snapped on the radio today, never heard us in his life or her life. And she or he is hearing to give their life to Christ, that they've reached a dead-end street. But there is no dead-end street in Christ. He makes dead-end streets main street, where he is proclaimed and loved. No matter who you are, there's something great that God has for you. And it's all about Jesus. It's all about the kingdom of God. It's all about the power of the Holy Spirit. God has something great for you. You need to accept it or reject it. Simple as that. And if you reject it, oh, he'll come back again. And you reject it again, oh, he'll come back again. But ultimately, each time he comes back, the knock on the door of your heart is softer and softer and softer. Today, give yourself to Jesus as you are, with no stops. Say, here I am. I come to do your will. I surrender my life to you. I've got nothing. I need you because I'm desperate for you, Jesus. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender.
Because it's all about the heart, the disposition of the heart. That's what the Lord looks at. You know, out of the, everything flows from the heart. The Christian life, we don't want to live from our mind. We want to live from our heart. In our heart, we need to bow the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's the day. You need to bow the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we got to break down the pride. We got to cast out the sin, but really the pride. It's, you know, we don't want to make God in our own image. Well, the Lord doesn't really mind if I go to church on Sunday. The Lord doesn't really mind if I use a little marijuana. The Lord doesn't really mind if I live with my girlfriend. The Lord doesn't really mind, you know, and we, yes, the Lord forgives us, but we can't walk in unrepentant sin. We can't make our own version of Jesus and then just follow that. We got to get real. We got to wake up. We got to, in the, you know, that's why confessing your sins is so powerful. When I sin, I run to confession and I confess my sins. And you know what it does? It breaks down the wickedness and the pride in my heart. Even if I don't want to be humble, it takes humility to kneel in front of another sinner and confess my sins to it, because my flesh doesn't want me to do it and the devil doesn't want me to do it. When I see the lines of the confessionals, I see a lot of people sometimes, I can kind of see in the spirit, and they're going through it. The devil is shooting every arrow at them, every obstacle at them to try to keep them from going in that confessional and confessing their sins. But then I see them when they walk out, and they're glowing, and they're filled with the light of Christ, and they have a smile on their face, and all the demons that attach to them from that sin, they're cast out, and they're walking in freedom, and they're walking in humility. See, Jesus knows what he's doing. Whose sins you forgive will be forgiven. Whose sins you retain will be retained. Who did he say that to? The apostles, which are the first priests. You know? It's a great way to walk in freedom. And it's a great way to close the access gates that the devil has on your life. Before I go preach in which row in Salem, before I minister in the church, before I go to confession. Why? Because it closes down any access the devil will have to me. Because the devil needs a landing space. A curse needs a cause to land, right? I'm being cursed all the time. Father's being cursed all the time as we go and do the work of God. But a curse without a cause cannot land. So do I need to worry about the Satanists, witches, anything? No, the devil, no. What I need to worry about is attending to my spiritual life. I need to worry about myself and my war with sin. Because guess what? If I say I don't sin, I make God a liar. But on this earth, God has given us through the church a remedy for sin, a remedy for pride. That as I fall, I run to the foot of the confessional, confess my sins, have that sin and have those demons which rode on the sin get kicked out. And so I can walk in freedom. Now, as soon as I sin and I catch myself, I tell the Lord Jesus I'm sorry immediately. But that's just the beginning. That's not an end. Me telling the Lord Jesus I'm sorry and me going to confession and confessing my sins, not by the catechism, but experientially and being led by the power of the Holy Spirit, there's so much greater grace in the confessional.
Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. I remember the day of my ordination, someone came to me and said, Father Tom, would you hear my confession? I'm going to tell you. Before I was ordained, I heard lots of confessions. I couldn't give them absolution, but I heard lots of confessions and led them to Jesus. But now, by the grace of God, if someone confesses their sins to me, I give them the 100% assurance that the blood of Jesus is now anointing their area of sinfulness, and they're forgiven as they ask for forgiveness and ask to experience the mercy of God. Oh, confession is a great sacrament. That's why the devil would say, I'm not going to confess my sins to another man.
We got to realize for 1,500 years, every Christian confessed their sins. If you're not Catholic, confess your sins to your pastor. It won't be the fullness, but it will give you the grace of humility. It will give you the grace of accountability. It will give you the grace to walk in freedom. If you're not Catholic, confess your sins to your pastor. If you are Catholic, get in the confessional. I mean, it's a gift. That's his thing. The devil tries to turn the gifts of God into the curses of the enemy. To think being able to confess your sins, to be absolved, to receive the grace of humility, to break the flesh, to receive forgiveness from the church, to be filled with the light of Christ, is anything besides a great, great gift from heaven. Things in our mind are being twisted up by the evil one. Get in there. You know, I know your flesh doesn't want to do it. I know that maybe you feel shame, but after you confess your sins, the shame is gone and you walk in a greater realm of freedom. Confession is for you. The Eucharist is for you. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. For my flesh is true food indeed, and my blood is true drink indeed. See, Jesus gave us all these great, great avenues to experience his grace in the fullness. They're weapons in the spirit. You know, when I go, I have my rosary with me at all time, the most powerful weapon I could ever carry. You know, I don't need a gun when I got the rosary. Some people might think it's foolish, but in the spiritual realm in which all things start in, the rosary is the most powerful weapon I could carry.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're not Catholic, you don't have any idea about rosary. That's okay. But it's time to just give yourself anew to the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you've fallen into sin. Go to confession. Get rid of it. Don't be proud. Don't be arrogant. Go and confess your sins. God will forgive you, and the church will forgive you. The great sacrament of penance. People say, I don't tell my sins to another man. Well, tell Jesus he made a mistake in John 20. Whose sins you forgive, he said, to the apostles shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain to the apostles, you shall retain them. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.